Dear gracious and loving God, as we bring our hearts before you and open them in prayer,
we're reminded by the psalmist in Psalm 100 that you welcome us there, that you open the gates and you receive us into your presence, and that you are steadfast and your love both endure forever. So, Father, as we come today, we seek sins forgiven, strength for the journey, peace in every situation, faith to hold us true, the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in all things, to speak into our hearts, to be that voice that leads us and guides us. But Father, may we let the Holy Spirit also be that which can speak through us to share the good news, to share grace and mercy, love and hope. Father, as we've come today, we have shared many needs and concerns. We've heard joys of you at work. Father, let us always be ever mindful that all that we have, for all that we succeed at, we have you to praise. And Father, it is good to come and to share those praises of your mighty hand at work, to show grace and gratitude. And Father, it's also that we come to bring hearts heavy laden with many needs and many concerns, many problems and many situations. Father, we mention some aloud, but some, they're just silently there upon our hearts. And Father, as we come humbly before you, we know that you hear us. You delight in hearing from us. And Father, you want to give us peace and joy that surpasses all understanding. We hope in that and we believe in that. So Father, today we truly do thank you as we come and bring our needs, the needs of our family and our friends, our community. Father, as we lift one another up, as we lift our church up, other churches around us and in our community, as we pray for our leaders here and in our nation and the nations around the world, Father, we do pray that you would lead us and guide us in spirits of love and unity, realizing the common need of all humanity is Christ, our Redeemer. And in his love and grace that we would love one another, to lay down agendas and selfish motivations, to put aside greed, malice, jealousy, racism, and all of those things that come and can be erased through Jesus, that we would love one another. And Father, as we continue our hearts in prayer in this time of worship and praise, may you truly hear us, our hearts, our needs. And we pray all of this in the name of Jesus, our Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer. Now, with the confidence of children, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.